Scripture reading, 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 8, 16b, and 19 through 20. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. Devotional. In his classic book, Spiritual Friendship, 12th century Cistercian monk Alred of Ravoux wrote that friendship, especially between believers, is a direct path to God, not a diversion from it. Paraphrasing a portion of the passage from 1 John, he wrote, God is friendship, and he that abides in friendship abides in God. Elred's seminal insight on God's love has been examined by theologians for centuries. Why? Because when he substituted the word friendship for love, he highlighted a unique aspect of Jesus' love. Specifically, when he calls us friends, John chapter 15, verse 14. As we move toward people to offer the love of Jesus, we too extend to them a true spiritual friendship, distinct from that of the world. It is a friendship that reflects Jesus' friendship to us. Here is how Elred describes what it's like to love as a true spiritual friend. But what happiness! What security, what joy to have someone to whom you dare to speak on terms of equality as to another self, one to whom you need have no fear to confess your failings, one to whom you can unblushingly make known what progress you have made in the spiritual life, one to whom you can entrust all the secrets of your heart, and before whom you can place all your plans. In other words, when the love of God is present in friendship, we cease to treat people as a means to an end. We lay aside any desire to get something. We affirm and appreciate their uniqueness, and we acknowledge our mutual brokenness and weakness. In a social media world where so much time is spent managing one's personal brand and consistently appearing happy, this type of friendship is a rare gift. Question to consider. How might you be a true spiritual friend to someone in your life this week? Prayer. Jesus, thank you for calling me a friend. It is almost too much to take in. Teach me to be a true friend, to you and to others. Grant me the desire and the power to listen with my whole heart, renouncing my own agenda and appreciating the uniqueness of each individual I come in contact with today. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.